This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour inside the world of your world comes the DJV world. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with Kara Schillen at the controls. Boy, she rates because I gave her last name and I didn't give Victoria's last name or Jennifer's last name or even my last name. So that must mean, Kara, that you are more important than everybody else.
Hey, you said it. I'm not disputing.
What is it? What's the old expression, from my mouth to God's ears? That could be. Speaking of God, here's something good. And perhaps if you're into the mode of thankfulness, you can thank God for this, especially if you have relatives who live in the island. Thanks to Royal Caribbean, they're bringing relief on their cruise ships to those in the... Well, I mean, it's good business for them, too, because that's where most of their cruises are in the wintertime. So... They are doing something that's good for everybody, including them, and that's not bad. They canceled their Adventure of the Seas trip so they can fill up the ship with relief for the islands from Irma and Maria. The Adventure of the Seas is going to be sent to Puerto Rico to deliver supplies there, and it's also going to take evacuees to Fort Lauderdale. So we're going to bring, what happens to all these people when they get to Fort Lauderdale? Then where do they go? You got a 3,800 passenger list of 3,800 people. Where do they go when they get to Fort Lauderdale?
Florida and New York City have the largest Puerto Rican population, so they're thinking that's where most people will be staying with friends and relatives.
And because it's an American protectorate, they don't have the same problem as those who would come from, let's say, the British Virgin Islands.
Right, right.
Yeah. Royal Caribbean donating water, medical supplies. Then the next trip that they have down there, they're going to pick up more people, and that's because they're going to visit not only San Juan, but they're going to St. Croix and St. Thomas as well to pick up people who have no homes and have no jobs and have no money and have nothing. So to the better point of what they're doing, the company has helped move 1,700 people so far, and anybody who gives to hurricane relief, somehow they're matching donations up to $1 million to help those people who need it. And there certainly are plenty of people on all those islands that need it. We have no idea. Those of us who live a normal life, yeah, there sometimes are disruptions because of a bad storm. But this was not a bad storm. This was a killer wipeout storm. A lot of the people also... Not only on the Royal Caribbean, but the Norwegian Cruise Line folks are bringing a lot of volunteers to the islands to help rebuild their infrastructure. And they're donating a lot of money, too, to rebuilding efforts. So it's good business for them. The Carnival is also, those are the three major, aren't they, the Royal Caribbean lines and the Norwegian Cruise Lines and Carnival. Those are the three biggies, I think. And apparently Carnival has sent 11 ships over the last couple of weeks into the Caribbean, Barbuda, St. Martin, those places.
I'm amazed that they've been able to dock because everything, cruise ships,
if you've ever been on a cruise ship on those islands, they don't usually dock. They are out in the harbor and they have trolley ships that bring the people back and forth. Each one of them carries about 100 people. And they have four or five.
Yeah, I've only been on one cruise, but we docked each time. But yeah. I know what you mean. They have like those giant tenders.
They're dinghies.
Yeah.
Big dinghies. Thank you. So the challenge, however, that's here, and maybe you all have read something or seen something or heard something that was different from this. The supplies that are moving into Puerto Rico, but once they get them there, it sort of reminds me of what happened after the big, what was it, Michael Jackson's, what was that thing called in 84? Move the World or Serve the World?
We Are the World?
We Are the World, yeah, right, exactly. That, thank you. They brought all the stuff that people had donated, got to the docks, took it off the ships, and most of the food rotted, and most of the clothing was burned. The clothing was a different thing, but it set the stage for trying to understand what happens. You can send all of this stuff over there, but then when it gets there, how does it get distributed? Because in this circumstance, Puerto Rico, they don't have any infrastructure anymore. They don't have anything even that runs for the most part. So the
there's no gasoline, there's no trucks.
No,
I mean,
the water, the medicine, all sitting at the port. They can't waiting get to be delivered.
Right, and the trees that are down, made huge trees, not like palm trees, like big trees that are down. I mean, people who do have a little bit of gas, like our animal shelter, they've been, anybody with an SUV has been trying to clear trees away because no one can get into the shelter.
Explain to the audience, Victoria, please, how your relationship with this pet shelter, what is it that they do? Is it unique for Puerto Rico?
It is, yeah.
A big supporter of this. We all support these sorts of things, but how does this one work in Puerto Rico?
Well, it's called El Faro de los Animales, and it's the lighthouse, animal lighthouse, and so they are the only no-kill shelter on the island, and every other shelter has pretty much been shut down now because the government doesn't have any money. So all those animals were just euthanized, you know, in just in masses, and there's a 99.9% kill rate at all shelters except ours. We're the only one that doesn't do it. And so, unfortunately, our shelter was just decimated. They got the animals out in time. The girl who runs the shelter down there has 26 dogs in her house right now.
Ooh.
Most, she took in all the ones who need medicine and extra care. And, you know, there are people who tied dogs to trees and things like that. There are a few who made it out and are wandering around. And so, the volunteers are, it's 100% volunteer-based. There's no salaries or anything. And they're trying to round up as many animals as they possibly can. They take in pretty much anybody who needs help. So we've been trying to get them a generator. We've been raising money because they lost all the power. The whole island pretty much has no power, and they can't get generators to the people who need them because the roads are blocked and there's no gasoline. So it's kind of it's really a horrible, horrible situation. But
doesn't sound good.
It's not. It's really bad, and they don't even have fresh water for drinking. They can't refrigerate the medicines for the animals who've been operated on. It's
so the same thing hinders their survival as does hinder human survival. Same circumstances present.
Same thing, yeah.
Yep. So there are more military personnel, apparently, and military ships on their way to the island to help distribution of all of this stuff. That'll be a good thing. And maybe send some of the Army Corps of Engineers over there to try to figure out how to get things started moving again, but getting fuel there. Again, what these things...
Can they send a big tanker in? Can they send a tanker of gas?
Well, it depends on how you offload it. It's the same problem for that stuff as there is for anything else.
Right.
If there's a way, if they do, like, remember we were talking a few weeks ago about what happens in Manhattan Beach. There's a huge power plant right on the beach south of the airport. And whenever you take off from LAX over the Pacific, you always look down, and just as you're going out over the water, you see a tanker sitting about a mile off the shore. And that's because the tanker is an oil tanker, and there is a connection point right under the water where they offload the oil, pump it into the tanks that are at this facility that is the fuel for running the power plant. Same thing happens most every place, most of these, most everywhere. If you look around the coast, not only of our country, but the coast of most progressive countries, the power plants are located on the coastline so they can get their fuel the same way. So if they have something like that in Puerto Rico, they must.
Well, one of the problems, though, is that they had, and Trump actually just lifted it on Thursday, and that's the Jones Act. And the Jones Act provided a bunch of restrictions to Costa Rica about where they can get their or Puerto Rico. Did I say Costa Rica? I'm tired today. Puerto Rico. And so they can, it puts a whole bunch of restrictions on where goods and services actually come from, where they originate. And most of them had to come from the United States under this Jones Act. With that lifted, they're going to be able to use like foreign tankers, foreign ships to be able to bring goods into Puerto Rico. So that'll, I think that's lifted for like 10 or 15 days just so that they can get stuff going and flowing in there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, there was a lot of pressure for that to be lifted. It's so, I never knew, whatever the Jones Act was, it seems to be, most people didn't know about it until
most
until
people
recently.
Confuse it with the Smith Act.
Okay. Nice.
Excuse me, please keep going.
No, I was just going to say, this is something that's now making headlines because there was a lot of pressure on Trump to lift that act or that ban on foreign help because this is, you know, in a U.S. territory and it should be treated like it's any other part of the United States.
Yeah. All right. So we've got that taken care of. It's good. It's all good. The more it's bad that what happened, but it's good that people use what they have for resources. Excuse me. They have their talent. They have the ability to give. It's all good. And
do we know, quick question, do we know what's happening with the British Virgin Islands? Are they getting, I know Richard Branson's giving money and raising money, but is England doing anything too on their end?
I haven't the slightest idea. That's a good question. Yeah.
Just curious.
Well, someone will find out, I'm sure. And report back, 17 after the hour, today's DJV shows. I just saw a featured post at ZipRecruiter.com for a lead supervisor at a cost-plus world market, which they have all over the place. I never was in a cost-plus market until I was in Los Angeles, the one that's over at Fairfax. You like it?
I've never heard of that.
I love cost-plus.
Yeah. Explain to Victoria why you like cost-plus. What's cost-plus? Because they must have them all around.
They sell furniture, they sell plates, home goods, decorative stuff, and then they have a whole unique, like, food market from other countries. So, like,
yeah, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find that great employee. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. That's about as good as endorsement I can have the cosplays. But isn't it interesting? Now, the ladies, Jennifer, Kara, and who loves to shop, Victoria, will be looking around for...
There's one in Rockville, in Maryland, I'll be checking it out.
Found one.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, on for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
21 after the hour.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try, so I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry.
The River is the name of this Garth Brooks song, which made... Well, this song didn't make history, but Rope in the Wind. It was on this date in 1991. Garth Brooks making history. His third album, called Rope in the Wind, debuted on top of the Billboard 200. Became the first country title to debut at number one. You know how hard that is to do with a competition?
That's a big deal. Yeah, I know.
Music today, yeah.
Huge.
Also,
but this is a great album.
Well, Metallica had been on the top for 5 weeks, and that's no small achievement either. The album has gone on to become the best-selling album in the United States since Nielsen began tracking music sales in 91. 16.6 million copies.
Wow.
That's a hard thing to swallow. Think about it. Rope in the Wind sold 9.6 million, nothing to cough at. Ranks as the best-selling country album by a male artist ever. He was 29 years old when that came. So at what age, Jennifer, do you remember hearing Garth Brooks for the first time?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't even know if in my mind he... I mean, I was definitely like in my tweens or teens, I think. But I liked country music, but I was sort of undercover as a country music fan in my high school years and my grade school years because it wasn't cool. But I always loved Garth. I mean, he just, there was something that, he has some high energy, he just has energy about him. Yeah. And it, not only does his music make you feel good, but then when you get the opportunity to see him in concert, I know I saw him in concert in the late 90s, probably 98, 99. And he just stands, I mean, he just stands on stage and he plays, but he's just so amazing the way he jumps around and he still does it today.
I went to see him once. We saw him a couple of years ago and it was warm. I would describe the presentation as warm.
Frankie. And when you realize how many hits he's had, he's a machine. He's got so many hits that made it to number one.
What is there? Is it his mind? Is it the help that he has? The collaborators that he uses? How do you come out with hit after hit after hit?
I think you understand your audience. I mean, I think he doesn't write everything himself, but he writes almost everything. And he understands his audience. He knows how to tell a story. And he keeps it relevant. He keeps his songs moving. You know, sometimes it drives me nuts when artists get too artisty and they think that everybody wants to hear a 14-minute drum solo. And nobody does. We want you to, we want to hear the hits. We want to hear the songs that we know.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Nothing bothers me. I don't know about how you ladies are at concerts, but when I go hear any group, the best example I can give you for doing it the right way is Van Morrison, but he's also the best example of doing it the wrong way, because sometimes he just gets off on a tune and he goes...
his mood. It depends on his mood.
Yeah, right.
It could be the Moody best Blues, or worst concert you've ever seen.
The Moody Blues always do it the same way. They get they play the hits as they are recorded and what people want to hear. Then there are others. I remember going to that Allman Brothers, Doobie Brothers concert last year, and it was just on and on, Jennifer. You just hit the nail on the head. It was just guitars and banging on the drums and that stuff for eons, and I don't go there to listen to that.
It's too much. No,
yeah.
I want to hear the songs they know.
It's all self-absorption on the part. Anyway, Brooks is the best-selling artist of the Nielsen era, ahead of the Beatles. He sold 71.8 million albums. Beatles, 68.7 million.
That's amazing.
28
He's
at the hour.
Bigger than the Beatles.
And the white line's getting longer. And the saddle.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner, right in the middle of a kitchen facelift. Let me show you what we're doing to a door. Old door, we're changing it to a shaker-style door by simply using some Titebond original wood glue, a few wood strips, a little caulk and putty and paint. This thing is going to look fantastic. We'll be hanging these doors later today. You're ready to save some money around your house? Well, your windows may be allowing that cold air to sneak in. Believe it or not, there's actually a barrier here. It's duct brand Max window insulator kit. Very easy to install, and you're able to block out that cold air. Another thing you might not think about is installing the insulation in your attic. Mineral wool insulation from Roxel is so easy to cut with a bread knife, put an extra layer of protection in your attic, and not only will it save you money during the winter, also all summer long as well. It's mildew resistant, mold resistant, fire resistant, termite resistant. Great way to go, and you can find out more information at today's
Blue Star Medicaid. Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, let's get your posture straight. Stand tall or get up and walk around. If you're in one of those jobs that you have to sit for a long time, remember how bad that is for you.
Mm-hmm.
We want you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus says, I can't afford to lose one listener. And frankly, neither can I. Neither can Jennifer, neither can Victoria, neither can Kara. So up and at them.
Sitting here telling you.
Yeah,
get up and move.
Up and at them. Let's see. What can we celebrate today? It's National Coffee Day.
Ooh.
You can get some free coffee today. Krispy Kreme, extending National Coffee Day through the weekend. So if you're a customer of theirs, you get one free cup of coffee, any size, hot brew, or small iced pumpkin. Oops, no, pumpkin. Pumpkin's got everywhere. Who's got pumpkin?
That's
coffee.
Me. I love it.
You like pumpkin. Can
I'm
you get that at Dunkin' Donuts?
Coffee right now.
You can get it pretty much at all of these big shops, right? Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, don't they all
pumpkin
have?
Spice oatmeal yesterday. It's everywhere.
I'm drinking pumpkin spice coffee. It's perfect.
Perfect. There you go. Mm-hmm. Whole Foods today is offering Allegro. There's two different things. Who's Allegro coffee? They have them in the Whole Foods stores? See, I don't pay any attention to coffee because I don't drink it. So you can go into a Whole Foods store and get Allegro coffee?
You can buy it like a pound, you know, the 1 pound or whatever. The 1 pound bags.
I have to laugh. Do you remember, you Victoria, it wasn't when either of you or Kara were around, but Jennifer, remember that coffee that we had as the official
Buzz
coffee
Box.
Of Good Day? Buzzbox, that was it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were around for, about a year?
Yeah.
Was it about, not quite a year. And they gave up on me.
Because you kept saying how bad coffee
right.
was?
Right. Well, I didn't say it in the ads, but the ambiance that surrounded, I didn't have credibility. And that's one of the things.
Yeah. And it's too bad because that was delicious coffee, by the way.
Yeah, that's what Mary
said. You screwed the pooch on that. Because that
was good. You got all that free coffee.
Yeah, so selfish. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you should have just let me have it.
I probably should have let you do the spots.
Yeah,
that's probably what I should have just kept.
I know.
Quiet.
Why did that not happen?
I'd always jump in, but you just, you know.
Listen to Johnny come lately, Victoria. There.
I'm trying to understand. You have a coffee aficionado here. Why would you not trust your expert?
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't very smart on my part. That's for sure.
Not that smart.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to agree with me. What is it with the two of you today? You and Kara. Ever since I talked about Will and Grace, I said...
That's totally not true.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to delete it based on what I heard when I sat down. I'm going to have to delete the show, right? Should I even bother watching it? Well, okay.
You won't. It bothered me.
If you're a fan of the show already, you will totally laugh. And
so did they always, when they were around before, take shots at whoever was sitting in the Oval Office, whoever was in
the only Republicans.
The power? Yeah.
Well, they're gay New Yorkers. I mean, that's kind of par for the course.
Okay, so that I'll give them.
But the one character, Karen, who had the funniest lines of the night, were all like hilarious pro-Republican.
Yeah, is that
comments.
The rich lady that hasn't got anything
yes.
to do?
Yeah.
See, I know what's going on. I had a partner sitting on the seat on the couch with me, explaining what it was all about, and
I
she was
thought
laughing,
Karen was the funniest one. Anyway,
she is.
Always...
yeah.
Oh my God! At one point, you have to watch it because it is real. Jack was amazing. Jack and Karen were the standouts. The other two, we'll
they
see.
They always were, though. Isn't that funny?
That's
how it always was.
Karen is in the Oval Office. She gets Grace to decorate because she's friends with Melania and Donald, and so she gets Grace, who's an interior designer, to redecorate the Oval Office, and Grace is conflicted about it because it's a huge opportunity, but it's Trump, and so the whole thing. And so then Karen's there drinking her martinis, the butler's pouring them in the White House, in the Oval Office. And so the guy gives her like a little like mini martini, and she's like, oh, come on, I don't want the Laura Bush, I want the full-on Pat Nixon.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many funny lines.
Yeah.
There are so many, and it's all Karen. And
the
it was,
guy who plays the gay guy who's not gay, I don't remember what his name is, he's a recognized.
The guy who plays actor. Will?
Will.
No. Will is the is outwardly gay. I don't know what he's like in real life.
There's two gay guys on the show.
The other gay guy who's really gay.
Jack.
Yeah. He's not gay. Are they both gay in real life? Or not gay
no.
in real life?
No. Will is straight in real life. Jack is gay in real life.
Okay, so I
got
it wrong.
You got this backwards.
I did get it right. Okay. Maybe that was why he was so good at it. He just...
One thing about the guy who plays Jack that I love, and you may not know this, Dougie, is that he actually produces a lot of TV shows. He did the Hot in Cleveland show on TV Land,
which was amazing. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He also produces Hollywood Game Night. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Is he?
Hollywood Game Night.
Well,
he had a show with Linda Lavin too. Right, he actually starred in that one, but he produced it too.
Yeah, for those of you, as long as we're in Television Alley here for a minute, sort of great female character actresses who has been around doing television and movies and plays since the 1940s died yesterday. Anne Jeffries, who some people remember from General Hospital. Other people remember her from Topper and everything in between. So that's...
Who was she on General Hospital? Because I used to watch that. How old was she, I guess?
She was 94 when she died. Let's see, the character's name on General Hospital.
I don't recognize her.
Let's see. I'm trying to find...
Yeah, I'm looking at her now. I don't
see her.
Yeah,
Amanda Barrington, I think. I never watched General Hospital, but I don't recognize her from anything.
That was probably before I started watching,
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway.
94.
Very, very well known as one of these typecast, classy lady sorts. That was always the role that she sort of played. As long as we're into millennials, let's take another shot. the Will and Grace. How I started the conversation about Will and Grace, Jennifer, was that I watched it last night, but before you came on, or maybe you heard us, both the ladies, Victoria and Kara, and I were talking about Will and Grace, having spent the time last night to watch it and try to figure out, because I never saw it before. I knew the show. I knew about it, but I didn't ever watch it. But Meredith wanted to watch it, so we watched it, and I will tell you that I wasn't comfortable with the... Well, I said, this isn't... They cast me and other people aside. Now, I'm not even a Trump supporter. Meredith is. And so she was uncomfortable. She said, well, maybe I'm not going to watch this because of the, you know, all of the anti-Trump stuff. So what my point was, going back to what Ed McMahon taught us and what we have said many times on the air about people like even Johnny Carson and others who were, like, heretofore great, and they never let you know what their politics were because you automatically cast aside half the audience. But Kara and Victoria said they don't care because that's not their audience. I don't understand that thing. Yeah, I'd want to have the largest in this program. I want to have the largest audience I can find, no matter what. So that's kind of why we don't go down some of these streets, because it irritates people one way or another. And what's the point of doing
it? Well, I think a TV show like that, regardless of what their politics on screen are, it's never going to get the whole audience anyway. Like, as Victoria said, it's about gay New Yorkers. Yeah. So I think that's a very specific audience anyway.
Middle America was never a big Will and Grace fan.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's not their audience.
And they've always been kind of political. But no, anyways, when you first started talking about it and you
said it disgusted you.
You keep acting like we're ganging up on you, but that's what happens when you come and say something really divisive and say, well, it's disgusting, when you know that
disgusting.
People already like
I found it disgusting because I found some of it funny. I love, as I said, Deborah Messing, but I found some of it to be just... annoying.
But you're also missing the context. You've never seen the show before, so that's you're at a disadvantage right there. And the other part of this is that the show was never as overtly political as last night's episode was. However, the reason that the show is back on the air is because they got together, they did a little spoof during the election, and that's what literally got them a deal to come back to TV. So the first episode was almost expected of them to carry that political thing where Karen is friends with Donald and Melania, you knew where it was going to go. I think after that episode, I don't think they're going to be harping on political stuff. I think it's going to go right back to life in New York, being gay and single. I mean, that's pretty much what the premise of the show is.
Okay.
You know, I just, as long as it's funny, as long as something makes me laugh, I get offended when something is just political to be political. But if you're an entertainer, if you're doing a sitcom, if you're a late night host, make me laugh, and then I'll accept all of your political nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, it just makes it easier. So if it's actually funny, then they don't probably have anything to worry about.
During the show, there was a promo for Megyn Kelly, because it's an NBC show.
Sure.
And as a matter of fact, it was interesting because there's a story from yesterday. Apparently, Deborah Messing was on with Megyn Kelly. And it was another one of those
I watched the video of her with Jane Fonda and the video of them with the Will and Grace cast. Oh, it was so awkward.
Well, understand. I'm trying to understand what in the name of heaven, NBC official, this is the most unlikable personality to come along for a long, long time. She's never been likable as far as I'm concerned. And how it is, she must believe her press. Or think that whenever she goes to the bathroom, it doesn't stink. Whatever it is, she is like completely out of it and out of her league. When you take a shot at somebody like Jane Fonda, no matter what your politics are now, you're a hardcore old-timer that remembers Jane Fonda in Vietnam.
I don't think it was political.
It wasn't.
She just asked her about
why you don't want to talk about your plastic surgery. And I get Jane Fonda was uncomfortable, and I saw it, and it was weird. But why did Deborah Messing say she wished she'd never go on Megyn Kelly's show?
They pulled a super fan out of the audience with the whole cast of Will and Grace, and then Megyn Kelly said to the guy, so I understand you're a lawyer, she said, I understand you became a lawyer and became gay because of Will. And so the guy was like, he rolled with it, and he was really fun, but you could see the cast kind of going, ugh, and the two gay creators of the show were sitting there as well, and it was just one of those moments like, whoa. And then she picked it up again after the guy was like, yeah, well,
she's
I love
clueless.
Will. And
it was so awkward
clueless.
At the end. Didn't she, didn't
she is
say
absolutely
at
clueless.
At the end, she was like, well,
I think
being,
the whole gay thing is going to work out for you.
That's what she said. I mean, it was just so awkward.
She's completely clueless. Okay, well, that's on. We've been bouncing around here. That's good. 45 past the hour. Here's something that will, if you if your blood pressure went up last night while you were watching Will and Grace, I have the perfect way for you to get it back down to where it's supposed to be. You need to order Super Beats, and you need to order Super Beats right now. Go to DougLikesBeats.com. All right, Jennifer?
Yes,
you could be number one as to why. I'll get everybody to chime in here on why to drink Super Beats, other than it's amazing because as it opens up your arteries, calms down the flow of blood or the pressure and gets the blood around. So what's your experience, your best experience?
Well, I drink it every afternoon because I'm trying to get away from my coffee habit to drink coffee all day. I drink coffee in the morning, and then when I'm starting to feel a little slumpy because I get up really early, then I drink some Super Beats in the afternoon. And what's really unique about it is that, you know that feeling after you work out where you just feel like everything's kind of working the way it should?
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the feeling that you get after you drink Super Beats, or at least I do in the afternoons.
Yeah. Use Super Beats. I'm betting you can get something from all of them to apply to your life, and living a healthy lifestyle is something we all aspire to, I think, if we have any common sense. This is superfood you need to have around, so call, well, you can call 800-655-4183 to order, but for the most part, people go online to DougLikesBeats.com to order. DougLikesBeats.com, get a 30-day supply free with your first order, free shipping as well. The only way to get it is at DougLikesBeats.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With all the new devices on the market, like the new iPhones, the Samsung Galaxy Note family, and so on, perhaps you're thinking of recycling your old device. Why not make some cash in the process as well? And that's where EcoATM comes in. It's a network of automated kiosks that lets you recycle unwanted electronics and earn cash. We're joined by Chase Freeman, Public Relations Manager for EcoATM.
EcoATM operates more than 2,700 kiosks, with more continuing to roll out. Kiosks are conveniently located in malls, large retailers, and grocery stores. Go online to ecoatm.com/locator to find their nearest location. Consumers simply bring that unused device to the kiosk. They answer just a few quick questions about the device, and then they receive their payment.
To find your closest kiosk, head over to ecoatm.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on girls' graphic tees, just $9.99. Flannels for him, only $12.99. Denim for her, just $24.99. Get Nikes for $39.99. Kitchen electrics, only $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Flex style, see store, Kohl's.com for details.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, the Twitter story of the day. And who's getting into the electric car business may surprise you. Maybe I'll give you here's a hint. Is that a good hint or not? That could be a hint.
Well,
isn't that kind of a hint? It's kind of a hint. Our technology segment brought to you by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com. It is. That's a good hint.
It's not, because here's the thing. The company, never mind.
The company is responsible for products now that do...
Right, but the company specifically...
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for details on some of the top stories of the day. The tech stories, Tech Talk time. Greg
is to do more than is going to have new employees for their expanded business, and I'm going to bet you that Dyson will use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV in order to get their new people. Don't kid yourself. There are lots of good jobs around. Don't listen to those people. I can't find a job. Sure you can. If you're not finding a job, you're not trying. And so if you really are interested in finding a new job, need a new job, or you're at the other end of the spectrum and you need to find somebody really good who's out there, you don't know where all the best people are, populate your search by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And the reason you do that is because first time you use ZipRecruiter will be without charge. It'll be free. ZipRecruiter, posting your job opportunity to hundreds of job sites, all you have to do is click once. That's it. And then their technology, their software, will very efficiently match the right person to your job. This happens every day, all day, with ZipRecruiter.com. This is better than any other company of its type. You don't have to fiddle around with emails and stuff. They bring the candidates to you. You'll love it. Check it out. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay, do we do the
We might as well. First? I mean, we've had so much buildup, yes.
Yes, right.
Well, that sound that Doug keeps making is the sound of a vacuum cleaner in his mind. However, the real story is Dyson, the British vacuum cleaner with the very pompous guy who's the engineer who does all the ads. Mm-hmm. Well, they are getting into the electric car business. And James Dyson, who's the chief engineer, the guy that you see in the TV commercials, he told employees that the company is investing $2.7 billion to build their first electric vehicle by 2020. They're hoping that this is the reason they're getting into it, which is interesting. They have, which in the marketplace it's done very well, their advanced battery system that they've created for the Dyson vacuums and the hairdryer and everything else they have, they now say that that is going to give them an edge in the electric car business. So they're, of course, among many companies who are starting to dip their toe into those waters. And, of course, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has repeatedly said that his company welcomes all newcomers, and he thinks that no matter what, it's great for business to have more people making electric cars. He actually recently sent a tweet chiding Mercedes-Benz for only spending $1 billion and not $10 billion in their electric car and battery efforts at their Alabama plant. So apparently Elon Musk is happy that Dyson's getting on board with this.
There you go. All right, Twitter thinks they ought to expand from 140 to 280 characters. What's that going to do for us?
Well, Twitter is now trying to keep up with Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat, where you can have much longer messages and a lot you can express yourself in a much, you know, more in a grander way. And so now they've decided they're doubling their 140 characters to 280 characters, and they're testing it out with a small group. And apparently they've been under a lot of pressure to do something new because Twitter's numbers have really fallen off. And one of the reasons for it, the only markets that have actually increased are Japan, China, and Korea. And the reason for that, they found out, is because those characters don't take up nearly as much space as if you write in English, French, Irish, or Italian, or whatever else. So, so that's why they're expanding to 280. We'll see if it works.
Yes, we will. All right, there we have it, the Tech Report. 59 past the hour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.